Okay, let me put this in another way. So here it's referring to the three higher trainings, the sikha, and then it's referring to all these kinds of knowledge, sikkhati. This sikkhati, does it always refer to the Aryan understanding when it's referring? Not necessarily. Can be training, okay.
Sikkhati is training, isn't it? Not knowledge.
Just training, right. Because they talk about the Aryans as the seka, the trainees. So I thought maybe sikkhati would be just the Aryan knowledge, no?
It depends on the word, whether it's used here for Aryan or not yet.
Or any training. We read that the Sotapanna is independent of any Dharma teacher, but in the suttas we still read that the Sotapanna needs to hear and consider and reflect.
Independently.
Still needs to.
Well, he still does. Not sure, since he needs to.
I think still needs to hear and reflect.
You
and
mean that
consider.
Without hearing she would go wrong?
Won't go wrong, but...
But go right?
Must go right.
So?
Firmly established.
Firmly established. Yeah.
Need teacher or no need?
Need to hear the teachings.
But independently.
Independently.
For example, they came to listen to Sariputta and to Buddha, see? Even arahatas,
right,
yeah,
to
not just to eradicate defilements anymore,
but to develop more wisdom,
to hear more, understand more, because what is the best thing in one's life for them is to that sikha.
Friend of ours, he's, well, of course there is the idea about anapanasati, but anyway, he is posting extracts from this section from the Patisambhada Magga. And of course it's very, very difficult, and the English translation is difficult. And sometimes it's referring to Paramatta Dharmas, sometimes using conceptual language, sometimes referring to Samatha, sometimes referring to Vipassana. So it's very complicated. Here is one bit. So when he adverts to these three trainings, he trains Imatiso Sikayo Avajanto Sikkhati. In-breaths and out-breaths, while acquainted with the whole body of breaths, are purification of virtue in the sense of restraint.
By conditions or by whom?
Well, of course, by conditions. So this is referring to the restraint of samatha.
That's why we have to understand when samatha and when is vipassana.
They are purification of cognizance in the sense of non-distraction, avikepa.
Cognizance, he means chitta.
The first one, in-breaths and out-breaths, while acquainted with the whole body, are purification of virtue. Well, that would be adi sila in the sense of restraint. So why would it mention in-breaths and out-breaths connected with the body of breaths in connection with purification of virtue, adi sila? In the sense of
respect. On understanding.
But we know that adi sila only goes together with satipatthana, and when there's moments of satipatthana, there's no idea of in-breaths or out-breaths, because these are...
And who can know whether samatha arise and satipatthana arise, and then samatha, samatha, and then satipatthana, or satipatthana, satipatthana, and then samatha?
Their purification of cognizance, adicitta, in the sense of non-distraction, avikepa. So again, this would be the non-distraction, the concentration with satipatthana. I'm not sure why the concentration with satipatthana would be referred to as...
It can be either samatha or vipassana.
Okay, both could be referred to. And purification of view, adipanya, in the sense of seeing dasana. The meaning of restraint therein is training, sikha, and the higher virtue, adisila. The meaning of non-distraction therein is training in adicitta. The meaning of seeing there is training in adipanya. So here it's referring to samatha and vipassana.
I think that the person who understands the teaching read Tipitaka in order to see the details and the understanding of Buddha and his ability of helping people to understand, that's all.
Whatever citta is.
Yeah, yeah. So one can know oneself, how much one can understand that.